Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, gospel singer and songwriter Anita Wilson is in the studio to chat about her new album, Sunday Song, and the importance of voting. Upfront hits the streets for the Atlanta premiere of Girls Trip and talks to the film's stars, Jada Pinkett Smith and Regina Hall, as well as producer Will Packer. We also stop by the Synergy Awards for this year's salute to filmmaker, director, and producer Rob Hardy. And closing out the show is the cast of Blackberry Days, Brittany Ng and Ayanna Reed. They're in the studio to dish about the show that has already been recommended for a Susie Bass Award. We'll also be playing music from Girls Trip star Queen Latifah as her Travelin' Light album turns 10 years old. But first, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is looking for individuals to play an FBI advisor for the upcoming project, Cherry Blue. The actor must have real FBI field experience who can advise the production of tactical and logistical movement and FBI protocol. Work experience will be verified before an interview, and you must have a flexible schedule. If this is you, please submit your name, recent photo, location, phone number, and brief explanation of FBI experience to Cherry Blue at centralcasting.com with FBI advisor in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, congratulations to music icon Roberta Flack. She will be receiving this year's Living Legends Award as part of BET's telecast of Black Girls Rock. Other honorees include Insecure creator, actress, writer, and producer Issa Rae, Blackish actress and activist Yara Shahidi, Wall Street powerhouse and pioneer Suzanne Schenck, and community organizers Derica Wilson and Natalie Wilson. Black Girls Rock airs on Sunday, August 20th at 8 p.m. on BET. Lastly, music icon Quincy Jones is launching the world's first ever video-on-demand service dedicated to jazz music and jazz-inspired music forms. It'll explore jazz from Billie Holiday to Esperanza Spalding and Sun Ra to Kamasi Washington and everything else in between. A Kickstarter campaign will begin this fall. Go to WCLK.com for more information. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
This is Lisa Arendell, and you're listening to Ray Cornelius on Upfront.
Just heard I've Seen Him Work, the latest single from my first guest, gospel music recording artist Anita Wilson. She stopped by the Upfront Studios to chat about her new album, Sunday Song, and also opened up about her current tour and the importance of getting involved in your local community. Get ready to be encouraged as we talk music and more with Anita Wilson.
Well, good morning, Anita Wilson, and welcome to Upfront. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. I am good. How are you?
I'm great. You're back.
Yay, yes, yes. We meet again.
Yeah. So we actually aired this segment that we did in at Essence,
yes,
2 weeks, about, I think it's been 2 weeks ago now.
Okay.
About you redoing the Shirley Horn tune Here's to Life.
Yeah.
And now the album is here.
Yes.
It dropped last Friday.
Yes, it did. It is out there for all to hear, and I hope people are digging it so far. Yeah.
It's titled Sunday Song. So what's been the response so far?
So far, people are really enjoying the music. I always try to give a variety of sounds. I love merging my influences, so that's gospel along with classic R&B, soul, jazz, all of that good stuff. So I'm always blessed, and I appreciate when people dig it and they connect to it. So everybody's already starting to have their favorites and all of that. So that makes it all worth it, makes it all make sense. So far, so good.
Now, this project was released through your own label, Reflection Media. So what was that process like?
It was, we were just talking about lots of hats that we wear. So I'm like 12 different people right now. It's a much heavier load when it's your own record label, but it's more freedom, and it's much more rewarding at the same time. So the workload can ultimately make sense. I've been with record labels in the past, and they kind of put you in boxes and kind of tell you what sound to do or not do, or what creative ideas to go with or not go with, or that won't make sense or people won't like that. So I'm enjoying just being able to do and release this music the way I come up with it. And I have these quirky creative ideas that are a little bit out of the box, but there's nobody to tell me no.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful. The music industry is changing so much, even on a daily basis at this point. So me and my team, we stop saying out of the box, and now we say what box. We don't have a box, and sometimes things work, sometimes they don't, but I actually I'm happy, and I feel like I owe it to myself to at least try. So Reflection Media is already rewarding, because I'm grateful just to release it the way I feel like I want to release it, and people are connecting to it. So I'll ultimately probably release other media and other artists, but Anita Wilson is the guinea pig artist for this label. So far, so good. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Now, speaking of sound, we actually opened your segment with your recent single, which is I've Seen Him Work.
Yes.
Which, when I was listening to it and I saw the video, I was like, I was thinking of, is this Stop to Love from Luther?
Hey.
So how did we get that little collab going on?
Well, you know, my producer, my writing partner, Rick Robinson, and I, we prepare more than a year in advance so we can make sure we have music of substance that we can own and feel good about. And one day he had the idea. He was like, you know, he hadn't even heard any kind of Luther song.
Okay.
Recently at that point. But he was like, we should do something that kind of sounds like, it has like an 80s choir vibe. I used to listen to the Thompson Community Singers back in the day.
Okay.
We should have like a Luther meets Tommy's moment. I was like, Luther meets Tommy's? That's interesting. And he was just started mumbling. He didn't have the words yet. Like,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I feel that. So little by little, the words came together, the message, the title came together, and it felt good. It just felt good. I think, you know, there are some people that find it a little too edgy to merge gospel music with other genres. And I just respectfully say, if you don't really feel this, then that's not for you. It's a lot of other music to choose from. But for me, I love all genres. I love all music. My parents taught me to love all music. So it naturally comes together like that for me. So this album was no different. So the lead single being I've Seen Him Work just made sense to kind of give a little peek into this new chapter for me. So I hope people are feeling it, you know, the visual and all that. I like to move and I like to enjoy music, and I like to remind myself that God is always working on my behalf.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it works because, like I was saying in the beginning of the interview, I love Luther's music, and that particular song, really, when I heard it, I was like, ooh, because I love Stop to Love. It's just, it's a song that makes you want to move.
Yeah.
And you're working out in the video.
Yes.
And so there's this natural thing that's occurring. But back to your point of taking things out of the box,
yeah.
I think a lot of times people hear the sound first before they even listen to the words.
Absolutely.
And so when they hear that sound, they're bobbing their heads. And then when they realize that, oh, she's talking about God. Oh,
yep.
Okay, I can get with that.
That's it.
That to me is really how I think you're able to reach so many more people, and that out of the box, you know, idea that you're talking about of not just being, you know, strictly
absolutely
this, but you're reaching so many more people. So I personally think it works.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's the goal. So, you know, I want to do just that. So thank you for that. Like, I'll pull them in with the familiar sound, but you know, those lyrics are going to take you to a different inspired, uplifted place. So thank you so much.
Exactly. So you're currently on the McDonald's Gospel Tour, which is going really well. So what's been the buzz about that?
It's been really good. You know, the McDonald's Tour offers such a balanced show. It offers something for everybody, from traditional to contemporary gospel. Myself, Brian Courtney Wilson, Ja'Kalen Carr, Bishop Paul Morton, Paul Porter, Donna Lawrence and company, so many people, Ty Tribbett. The house is always packed, and you know, it's this tour is, the focus of it is really uplifting the community, and just I'm all about spreading positive vibes. So it's always that. So the show so far have been really good. The tour goes up until October, I should say. So it's been really, really cool, and I'm honored to be a part of such a major feel good tour.
Yeah. Now, one other point that I thought was very interesting is that you're really heavily involved in your fans getting involved in local government and voting.
Yeah.
So was there a particular situation, or was there something that really caught your eye that made you think, like, I have this platform. How can I help people, you know, understand the importance of voting or staying involved in your community? That sometimes we have to get out there and actually, you know, you got to get in the community if
Absolutely.
You want things to actually change in your community. So was there an incident or anything that took
definitely,
place?
Definitely. Well, of course, in the last several years of seeing these senseless murders of so many races, but of course, in particular, the black race. And for a minute, we were saying black men, there's a war on black men, but there were women, of course, like Sandra Bland and so many women that have been murdered. And that the unanswered questions, and it is so heartbreaking. And I found myself sitting in front of my TV crying real tears. And of course, with that leading into our current situation,
right?
We have to do something about it. We can't just sit back. President Obama said it best. We can't just be mad about it and grumble about it and post about it. But we have to get into the community, like you said. And those people who are in power in Washington, D.C., it starts in your local government. So I've never been. I won't try to act like I've always been that activist, because I have not been. And I want to change that. And I want, like you just mentioned, yes, seeing that. Knowing that it affects all of us, because it could be me, it could be my nephew, it could be, you know, someone very close to me. So I didn't want to continue to sit and look at it as if it's removed from me. But yes, thinking of the platform that I have, if it's 10 or if it's 10,000 people that may pay attention, I just want to encourage people to get out and vote the way that I have done, and pay attention to those smaller elections. You know, we think about the big presidential election. A lot of people talk about that. But those smaller moments, you know, where we can get into the community and make some kind of change. I just want to do whatever little bit that may affect the overall scope of things. So I want to, my grandmama used to say, may the work I've done speak for me. So we always want to try to make change as much as possible. So I just decided to use my platform as much as I can. So I hope that it's influencing someone to do all that they're able to do in the community to shine light and to be positive, be a positive change for a positive change for everybody in the community, and to be a good example for the next generation. I think about the next generation, the kids that see how we act. And if we don't care about it, they're not going to care. And it's going to get worse and worse. And I believe it can get better if we all kind of come together. So
yeah.
Fingers crossed, and all of our efforts need to be in action.
All right. Well, you're wise. You're woke.
Oh, gosh. Trying to be. Oh,
that's
yes.
That's right. Thank you so much for stopping by the station.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Good luck to you. Good luck to the album.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Ray. Thank you.
All right.
I'm a goner. Say what a gal, I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing, I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, 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 live till I die.
Hey Upfront listeners, you can now follow us on Instagram under Upfront the Show. We'll have exclusive photos, giveaways, and much more. That's Upfront the Show on Instagram.
I'm Niecy Nash.
I'm Karuchi Tran.
And you are listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
The highly anticipated summer comedy Girls Trip opens up in theaters nationwide this weekend, and Upfront was on the red carpet for the recent Atlanta premiere. The film follows four best friends who take a trip to the New Orleans Essence Festival. Here's what Jada Pinkett Smith had to say about her role and reuniting with her Set It Off co-star and close friend, Queen Latifah.
Oh, it was awesome, you know, because, you know, Queen and I have done a lot of things together, you know, over the years, even though we haven't been in front of the camera together. I've been behind the camera, she's been in front, or she's behind the camera, I'm in front. So, you know, that flow is just natural for us. It's just a natural flow.
Now, this was a different character for you, because this is, your character's a little laid back, I guess, a little bit not as adventurous as the other girls. So what was it like pulling that part of yourself out for this show, for this film?
I understood that, you know, how when you're in a family situation and you're just focusing on your family and that becomes everything, just your full priority, and you kind of lose those other aspects of yourself. So I really did relate to that.
Is there one particular scene that you enjoyed filming the most?
Probably the zip line scene. That was a lot of fun.
Regina Hall also opened up about working with the veteran stars and reuniting with the film's producers, Will Packer and Malcolm D. Lee.
Every time I work with them, I have so much fun. They're such great men who really care about black people and who care about black women. And, you know, I always feel safe working and collaborating with them on projects that represent us.
Now, what was it like working with Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith?
Oh, man, you know, that was the surprise joy of the film. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, I knew they were extremely talented, you know, both, you know, amazing and brilliant at what they do, but you never know what chemistry is. I knew it'd go well. I didn't know it would go amazing, you know, and there's a difference, and I feel like that was, you know, kismic. Like, I feel like it's divine, like I'd be friends with these women, you know, in real life. And that, I think, was, that was what was so refreshing, you know, when you're like, I love these girls.
Mayor Reed also joined Hall on the red carpet and talked about his hopes in Atlanta theaters making Girls Trip a number one film at the box office.
So Mayor Reed, you're standing next to one of the stars of Girls Trip. How does it feel to have this premiere here in Atlanta tonight?
Oh man, I think she's a star and they're stars and we're a city of stars.
And listen, he's supportive of every single film. He comes, he was at Best Man Holiday. He never misses it, no. And he, Atlanta always shows up and he is the voice. And I was just watching.
We just came here to make Girls Trip number one. That's it. That's the business.
And he does it. That's the craziest thing. He does it. Y'all do it every time. So I'm happy he's here.
Producer Will Packer also discussed why he chose to work with this particular cast and much more.
I called Regina Hall first. You know, that's my girl. We've worked together on a few projects. So I was like, okay, I got Regina. I know I got my anchor. I called Queen, called Jada. They were like, yo, we in if she in. She in if I'm in. You know, it was like they were coming as a package, and they were both like, let's do this. And then we had to find that wild card, that new, fresh face that, you know, could really be that firecracker, that spontaneous person that you don't know what they might do, and that was Tiffany Haddish. This is her breakout role, without a doubt. A star is born.
Now, Essence has sort of been a secret, or sort of been our thing in our community, but I guess you're really giving it an opportunity for the entire world to see what goes down in New Orleans.
It's too late. It's too late. I'm putting it out there. We're taking Essence worldwide. Now, Essence is already, you know, the biggest festival of its kind in the world. What they do at Essence is crazy, you know? So I'm just happy that I'm able to showcase it and what it really is and be authentic to what it really is. Like, that was important. If I was going to do this, I had to get it right. I had to get the tone right and the interactions and the women and the voices and all that right. So we did.
Now, last question. There's a lot of black girl magic going on in the film, but you got some black boy joy with Lorenz Tate and Kofi Cerebo. So what was it like bringing those guys on board?
Kofi, yeah, absolutely. Queen Sugar. You know what? We already had the cast set with our women, and they are really what the story's about. But with any girls trip, you know you got to have the eye candy. You know you got to have the fellas. And this story is not just about, you know, the wild antics of a bunch of women. I think that you would be surprised when you see this movie and you see that it's got a lot of heart, because it really does. And so you will see that the movie is not just about the wild times. It's about some relationship stuff that they go through, and that's where the fellas come in. And Kofi is pure eye candy, though. I ain't gonna lie. He just, I did that for the ladies with a sweet tooth that like the chocolate. That's what we did that for.
Quiet nights and quiet stars. Quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below together. We'll live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us.
In addition to the Girls Trip red carpet premiere, Upfront also got a chance to stop by the Synergy Awards. It is an annual ceremony presented by Gil Robertson and the African American Film Critics Association. This year's honoree was filmmaker, producer, and director Rob Hardy, who encouraged all of us to continue to pursue our dreams and never to give up.
And I just want to encourage everybody that sometimes when you're on this path to be an entertainer, to be a writer, producer, director, hairstylist, cinematographer, whatever it is, sometimes people tell you no. Sometimes doors get closed in your face. Sometimes if you call somebody 30, 40 times and they don't call you back, then you get discouraged. But I'm here to tell you that sometimes those doors are closed on purpose. Sometimes those doors are closed to force you and I to find another route to tell our story. So whether you're from Wichita, Kansas, or Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you know, I'm just saying, we all have a place here. And just because you see somebody else's name in lights doesn't mean that your time's not coming if you just continue to work and believe and work and believe.
Pictures from the Synergy Awards and a full recap are available at WCLK.com.
Hi, this is Iyanla Van Zandt, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick. I know you got a chick on the side. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick. I know you got a chick on the side. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick. I know you got a chick on the side. You got a chick on the side. Show you got a chick. I know you got a chick on the side.
I know you want us both, and I know the reason why. I can give you so much loving, but presents she can't buy. Last night you're in my arms, and tonight I'm all alone.
How long?
How long?
How long?
Oh.
My last segment features the cast from Horizon Theater's new production of Blackberry Days, Brittany Ng and Ayanna Reed. The ladies star as two of three women who are seduced by a cunning gambler, Herman Cam, played by living single star T.C. Carson. The show is directed by the iconic Tom Jones and is based on Ruth P. Watson's book, Blackberry Days of Summer. The ladies were excited to be on Upfront as they have been friends since high school and always dreamed of working together on stage.
Well, good morning, ladies, and welcome to Upfront. How are you?
Good morning.
Had a chance to check out the show this week, and amazing.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You guys have a hit.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what they tell us. That's what the folks are saying.
And the show's been extended, correct?
I'm not sure if it's been extended. I know that it is a huge possibility.
Okay.
There's always a possibility for shows to be extended, but I think that after this past weekend's opening and the show's continuing to be sold out, it's probably going to happen.
Wow. Yes, we're hearing whispers, but we don't know for sure yet.
Well, let's hope. We're talking to the cast of Blackberry Days, which is taking place over at the Horizon Theater. It is a show that is based on the book of the same name by Ruth P. Watson and directed by the legendary Thomas W. Jones, or Tom Jones, as many of us know him around here. What has it been like working with him? Because he's been doing theater in Atlanta for decades now. Mm-hmm. And whenever you hear the name Tom Jones, you automatically know that the show is going to have some pizzazz, some sass, some great singing, dancing, and just a great story. So what has it been like working with him?
Well, I'll say that I'm new to the Tom Jones experience, as one of my mentors calls it. And it has been a masterclass experience. And I actually saw the original production of the show in Alexandria, Virginia, which Ayanna was in. She's my best friend from high school. And I just remember thinking, like, who directed this amazing piece of work? Like, the movement, everything was fast and energetic. And it never lost you, not once. And I did not know who Tom Jones was, but I was honored and excited to meet him once I returned to Atlanta, and honored that he even wanted to work with me in any capacity.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, you mentioned Ayanna was in the original show. So let's talk about, is there a difference in this show versus the one that was in D.C.?
Well, in essence, it is this. In essence, the show is the same, especially since it's a Tom Jones production, and he was able to come back and direct it a second time. So the essence is the same, but the cast is different. Myself and T.C. Carson, who plays the character Herman Cam in the show, are the only two original cast members in this Atlanta production. And so when you bring in a new group of people, it automatically is going to be different. not in a bad way, of course, but it's really been exciting to have some audience members who saw the show in D.C. Come up and say, we love both shows, or we love what you did differently, or I remember when you did this. And so, again, in essence, it's the same. But when you bring in a new group of people together, the energy is always going to be unique.
Yeah. Now, were you playing the same character, Carrie?
I was playing, I played a character, Carrie Parker, a young girl who's about 15 years old. And I always tell people that Blackberry Days is a coming of age story for my character in 1919.
Right.
And what that looks like for a young girl trying to do a little bit better than the generation before.
Yeah. And finding her way.
And finding her way.
Yeah. Now, Brittany, you star as Pearl.
Yes.
This amazing singer and
Lord. Yes.
Who's
Pearl.
Entangled with this guy who's this, you know, kind of gangster, this
gambler.
You know, he's a gambler. He just comes in and just, he's a hurricane, is what I call him. So,
yes.
Let's talk about Pearl.
Pearl is a blues singer, and she is determined to live a life better than the generations before her. Interestingly enough, similar to Carrie, but she's about 15 years older than Carrie. And yes, she's just honored and excited to be making a living as a blues singer and just determined not to live the life that her parents lived. And she's married to Willie, and she's, you know, been a little sick of Willie in general. So she sent him off to the war. She wanted him to, you know, do something with himself. But he made it back. And some people would praise the Lord. I don't know if Pearl's praising the Lord that he made it back safely, but he did. He did.
That's cold.
The truth. And she gets a little entangled with Herman and all his womanizing ways.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting web.
Yeah.
It's an interesting web.
Now, you mentioned earlier that both of you guys are best friends. And I kind of heard from a little birdie that you both did not know that each one was sort of auditioning for the show or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, do you want to tell? Do you
can start.
Okay. So I, when I found out that the show was coming to Atlanta, my first thought was that I wasn't going to be a part of it. I know that Atlanta is such a hot spot for incredible talent. And I was a little excited to see, you know, what someone else may have been able to bring to the role. So I just knew that, especially I'm from D.C., I live in D.C., I was like, you know, whatever happens, however the cards fall, I can't wait to go and support the show. But long story short, I ended up making my way down here and was able to do it. And I told Brittany, I was like, I knew that she would be auditioning for it because, you know, as an actor in the area, you audition for whatever's out there. I just didn't know that the odds and that God would make it so that this divine orchestration of us being able to be in this together, having been best friends since high school, and I come down here every year anyway to visit her. So to be able to share the stage with her again is just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've had like a running joke since high school. I'm not gonna say the whole joke, but basically it's always just been our dream to like somehow live together and work together in the performing arts area. And we just, in high school, we just always used to say, if we could just get grown and just somehow live in the same place and work and we can, you know, make this happen. And the fact that God let it happen and, you know, it was just a pipe dream really in high school. That it's here is just such an amazing moment. Yeah. I'm treasuring every second with her.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
And Tom didn't put two and two together either that we were friends or that we even knew each other. And so I just finished a production in back in D.C. I did Terrence McNally's Masterclass, one of the plays that Audra McDonald won one of her second Tony for. And so Tom came up to, he was in the area for some business. He came up to see the show. And I was like, yeah, you know, you cast my best friend. He was like, who? I was like, Brittany Ann. She was like, I didn't know that. So it really, nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Wow. Yeah. Now, again, you guys mentioned that the show is very fast paced. And like I said, having seen it this week, it was like, I was literally sometimes at some moments on the edge of my seat because I'm like the dancing and the singing and just everything, you know, the scene changing and stuff like that. So how do you keep up with such a fast paced show?
We got to take a moment to pause because when you are doing a Tom Jones production, you just, I mean, it is literally once you press play, it mm-hmm. there really is no pause. Even in the rehearsal process, it's so fascinating. Tom does not take breaks. So when we would get our 10-minute break, when we would get our 20-minute break even, he's still in the room, still present, available for any question. You can just see him walking around, pondering, seeing, you know, he's just, so it literally is a nonstop process. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as nonstop as it looks on stage, it's as nonstop as it is for us. It's wonderful when mm-hmm. we hear people say how seamless everything looks and how the transitions are, the transitions are just so smooth, because for us, we're still feel like we're running around. But the brilliance of Tom is that he sees beyond, you mm-hmm. know, the chaos of what he staged, and knows that from the audience perspective, it's going to be this beautiful, mm-hmm. very artistic way of storytelling. As a matter of fact, in the first production back in D.C., it was my first time working with him, and I was having a little bit of trouble understanding his vision for what he was trying to do. When when everyone gets a chance to see the play, you'll see how abstract it can be. Yes. And I was just having trouble understanding. We don't work with many, many props in this story. I don't think this is a giveaway, but instead of having an actual bed to lay in, there are things that we simulate.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so,
or the table.
Table. Yeah. Like instead of a dining room table, we have like fabric that represents it. And so I was pulled Tom aside on his break one day, because he doesn't really take one. And so what he explained to me was that it's a form of African storytelling, you know, with the griots, where mm-hmm. you know, you pick up a stick and all of a sudden it magically is a snake, or mm-hmm. it magically turns into a broom, or mm-hmm. and so that idea of really, really creating the world around us through our imagination, and the audience really picks up with that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned before we did the interview that this is actually part of a 4-part series
of books.
Of books, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So Black. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you want to talk about?
No, go ahead.
Blackberry. Blackberry Days is a musical adaptation of Ruth P. Watson's novel Blackberry Days of Summer.
Summer, right?
Mm-hmm. And so this particular production is specifically follows her first book, Blackberry Days of Summer. She has three other in the series, and It's a bigger collection. The story, this story is kind of complete in its own self. It still leaves you with a little bit of mystery, but mm-hmm. We'll see what she wants to do or decides to do with the others, with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to answer your question about the process, another thing that I just thought of with Tom Jones, like it's a sink or swim situation. Like you're thrown into the water and you just, even if you don't swim that well, you're going to be a master swimmer by the end. Like you just have to adapt to the pace. Mm-hmm. That just came to me.
Yeah. And this show also stars T.C. Carson from yes. Living Single, mm-hmm. Christy Clark, who's just amazing with the transitions too, as well as my sister, Naomi Levette, love her to pieces.
Yes.
And Christian Magby.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing mm-hmm. job. So mm-hmm. let me ask you, what's next for you ladies? Because I know that a lot of times with most theater performers, you're going from one show to the next. So what's next for you guys?
So for me, after this show, I'm doing Holler If You Hear Me at True Colors Theater. And I also have some TV things that will be airing towards the end of this year that I'm excited about, because a lot of theater actors, you know, we were talking about this a little bit off air. We've been working for a long time in this theater community, and now it's like TV and film is starting to catch up, because it's been in the area, but and the talent has been here too. But there's a little bit of a catch up happening, and I'm so excited and blessed to be working in as many facets of this industry as I possibly can.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And for me, I kind of take it show by show. This is actually, I've been in rehearsals and in production since February for various shows. And so this is kind of the third show this year that is overlapped in the rehearsal process and in the performance process. And so as of right now, I wouldn't be too sad about just maybe like 2 or 3 weeks of just pause. I wrapped my last show in D.C. on, I think, June 11th, and I had to be down here 2 days later wow. to start rehearsals for Blackberry Days, which is a privilege and a blessing, and I love it. I haven't had a moment to really catch my breath to even see, okay, what's next after mm-hmm. this.
Right.
I am open to whatever. Atlanta is such an amazing, amazing town. I would love to come back and work here. So
she will. She'll be back.
And what do you think is the takeaway message from Blackberry Days? Because and we haven't, from those that are listening, I didn't want to give too much away, because I really want everyone to come and see the show. But what do you think is the takeaway message of the show?
I know for my character, again, with it being such a coming of age story, the takeaway is that you cannot allow your circumstances to dictate your future. You have to take it in your own hands. You can't let terrible things misdirect you, redirect mm-hmm. you. You have to literally forge your own path. So for my takeaway, I think one of the takeaways is just determination and mm-hmm. Perseverance.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. I think that the takeaway is that, you know, bad things happen to good and bad people. And how do you rise above that? How do you persevere? How do you continue forward? Because life isn't going to stop. And I think that's a major takeaway from mm-hmm. it.
All right.
And I would also say that there is a big I think that there's a big message for of independence for women in this show.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that the play does a great job of showing how man and woman can come together for something beautiful, but it also shows you how self-sufficient you can be as a woman, and how sometimes you get the job done even a little bit better. So that's also a theme that happens in this show,
which I love because I went to Spelman.
that little shout out there.
Yes.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for being guests on Upfront today. We totally appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're
for
talking
having
to
us.
The cast of Blackberry Days, Brittany Ing,
is that Inge.
Inge? Mm-hmm. Okay. As well as Ayanna Reed. The show is taking place now through August 27th over at Horizon Theater. You can check out more information about the show at WCLK.com.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd really like to thank all of my special guests, the cast of Girls Trip, Will Packer, Mayor Kasim Reed, Anita Wilson, and the cast of Blackberry Days. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you. Please join us next Saturday, July 29th at 9 a.m. for another exciting edition of Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry. You can also keep up with me during the week at raycornelius.com. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at wclk.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.